Hello.
This is Carl calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
Who is this?
This is Carl calling back from customer service.
Okay. And who are you with? What company are you with?
I'm with a third party customer service agency that services several different products, ma'am.
Okay. You charged, somebody charged a charge to us for $67.32. From this company.
All right. Well, can I start by getting your zip code?
Excuse me?
Can we start by getting your zip code, ma'am?
Well, it's 36305.
All right. Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
He's a third party company from something, 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 something.
All right, can I get your first and last name?
Well, we're at the bank because somebody charged a charge to my debit card from whoever you are. And so I don't know if I should give you my name or not. I don't know.
Well, ma'am, in order for me to look at your account details, I'm going to have to ask for your first and last name because I can't look at any of the charges without your name.
Well, I'll give you my husband's first and last name.
Well, was the account made under your name or his name?
His name, Cecil High. Cecil High, H-I-G-H.
All right. And can you verify your address for me, ma'am?
Hold on, just can I give him my address?
I don't know.
The bank says they don't know about that. You can just look it up under that name.
Well, ma'am, we have to verify your address for security purposes. Does it start with 113?
Yes.
All right, can you verify the rest of it for me?
The bank says not to, because we just put a stop on that card because we did not authorize the 6732 that y'all took out.
All right, ma'am. Well, if you're already disputing this with your bank and the bank says we can't let you verify your address, then there's nothing more I can do from this point. Is there anything else you need?
Well, somebody's playing with our numbers at wherever you are.
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, I can't do anything more about the account until the rest of the address is verified. It's only for security purposes.
Well, I don't know how much security you have there because somebody from your company has charged or somebody has charged stuff to our account is what I'm saying. So I'm skeptical about giving you my address.
I understand. But this is the only way I can get access to your account. I just have to verify your address, and it is company protocol.
Well, hold on just a minute. This is my husband. Don't give him anything.
Okay, now what did y'all just recently ship to my address?
Well, sir, I can't go discuss any of the details of what's been shipped or anything if I cannot get your address, because I have to verify your address. It's for security purposes. If you would like, I can talk to your bank representative.
You can what?
If you want me to, I can talk to your bank representative.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out why $67 and something on our account since yesterday.
Well, sir, I can't look at the charges at your account until your address is verified. Once you verify your address, we can go through your account and see what all the charges are coming from.
Okay. Okay, Jenny, he does need our address to see what was supposedly sent. Yeah. 113 Vixen, V-I-X-E-N, Court, Dothan, Alabama, 36305.
All right, thank you, sir. So I do have an account under your name. I do see that the first charge on your account was made on the 5th of December. It was for a Stealth Elite drone, and it was an $825 shipping and handling fee.
That is correct. That's a good charge.
All right. So when that drone was ordered, there was a fine print on the website. It was the terms and conditions. Within the terms and conditions, it does outline that by paying the $825 shipping and handling fee, you do agree to pay the $6732 monthly charge of the factory.
I did not see that. Nobody saw that. I didn't see it.
I understand, sir. It was in the fine print, so it was very easy to miss. So I do understand how you did miss that.
So you're deleting it now?
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and cancel this membership for you. Have you already disputed this charge with your bank?
I did. I just shut down the account.
Okay. So since this charge is already disputed, we cannot give you any refunds. If you could speak with your bank representative about dropping the dispute, and you can call us back and see if we can give you your refund. Because
hang on,
we can't.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
Okay.
There's a thing at the bottom of it. Here. Talk to Mr. Worship.
A thing at the bottom of it.
Yeah, when I ordered it. That's it. Yeah.
What are you saying, please? What are you telling the husband? Yeah.
Ma'am, I explained to your husband that when he ordered that Stealth Elite drone that he ordered, there was a fine print at the bottom of the website. That's the terms and conditions. Within the terms and conditions, it did outline that by paying the shipping and handling fee, he did agree to pay a full charge of $7.32 for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership. If he does not cancel that within, 7 days, it does charge him the full price for the membership.
Well, you know, I don't know what you're doing here, and I don't know what your company is. So how was he going to know when the 7 days were up? I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, ma'am, I already told him that I can cancel the membership for him, but he told me that he already set this dispute up with his bank. Since it's already set up as a dispute, I cannot give a refund. But I told him that he can talk to his bank about dropping a dispute, and he can call us back about giving him a refund.
Well, I don't think you'll get the money. Well, he won't get the money anyway, will he?
Well, ma'am, if the dispute is dropped, we can discuss a refund after he calls us back. But since there's already a dispute up with the bank, we can't do anything from this point until the dispute is dropped.
Right, and so whoever has my credit card numbers, they won't do him any good now. What?
Well, ma'am, nobody has your credit card numbers. He ordered the drone, and it was outlined within the terms and conditions. I'm canceling the membership for him. It's already canceled. He won't be charged again.
Thank you. So nobody's going to put another 60. Well, you can't because you don't have that number anymore. So we've already changed the debit card number. Because, you just don't do this to people.
Yes,
so
ma'am, I understand.
That's already, you don't like so many days later charge something else to them without their permission or whatever, or call them or whatever. So they won't get that 6732, will they? Okay. Now, what are you telling me that went on here?
Yes, ma'am.
At the bottom of the order, what was in fine print? What was in fine print?
Are you asking me or your husband, ma'am?
I'm asking you.
Okay. So at the bottom of the website where he ordered the Elite drone from, it does say that by paying the $825 shipping and handling fee, he does agree to pay the full price of $6732 after 7 days, which is the membership for the Factory Direct Savings Store. With that membership, he does receive a $125 gift voucher to use for any more in-store purchases. So it's not necessarily like he's wasting his money. He does receive a free gift voucher. However,
guess what? I think we are through with you. We're finished. We don't want a gift card from you because you're probably going to charge that to us.
Well, ma'am, he already received the gift card. Since he was already charged, it came with the membership. But the membership is canceled, and he does still have the gift card. If he wants the gift voucher, I can give him a support email, and he can send an email to them about getting it.
If he wants a support voucher.
If he wants the gift voucher, I can give him a support email for the company, and they can give him the gift voucher.
We don't want a gift voucher. We don't want anything.
Well, ma'am, I already canceled the membership. I'm saying that the gift voucher came with the membership. And
well, do you want
even,
us to send it back?
No,
the
ma'am,
gift
you can't.
Voucher.
You can't send the gift voucher back. It's an online code.
Okay, well, he won't use it. How about that?
I mean, that's no problem, ma'am. I'm just making that known that he does receive a free gift voucher of $125.
Okay, well, we won't use it, so we don't need to worry about it because this has really screwed us up. Because
all
you
right,
should
no problem,
never,
ma'am.
No, really, at the time that he ordered the $8.25 little whatever it was, then you should have taken the whatever was in fine print, not days and weeks later.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand your frustration, but it is outlined within the terms and conditions. But his membership is canceled, so he won't be charged anymore.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you
no
very
problem.
Much.
And
goodbye.
Do you need anything else?
Pardon?
Do you need anything else?
What?
Ma'am?
I believe that's it, but I'm glad you called me back.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.